Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. It is Wednesday, December 20th, my son's birthday today. And we are on our next to the last Christmas trinket. Today's trinket number 11. And I would like to title this one, Step Into Your Authority. What I'm telling you today and tomorrow changed my life. And if I could give you anything this Christmas season, it would be how to step into your authority. Stepping into authority, when we kind of picture that stepping into that heel and taking territory, there has to be a few things in place in order for that authority to be activated. And what God's been showing me is that first thing that has to be in place is obedience. If we wonder why our prayers aren't working, sometimes it is God's timing. Sometimes he's arranging things out here in the world, and those things are not fully arranged yet in order for that authority to fully kick in. So there is a waiting on God a lot of times and being patient or waiting for circumstances to be ripened so that we can take that authority. But a lot of times God's just waiting on us. And so that obedience has to be there. Otherwise, if we're outside of obedience, we're outside of his will for our lives, then I don't think that authority has near as much potency. So like if we know what to do to obey him, and we're just kind of halfway doing it, or we're pretending that we don't know that that's wrong, or maybe we honestly don't know that we're doing something that's wrong, it's our job to figure that out. You can just do this in your prayer time with God. And I do this a lot. Lord, if there's something that I'm doing that is out of obedience, then please bring it to my attention so that I can repent from that, so I can turn away from that and get into obedience. Because I don't want to be doing or saying anything that would grieve you, that would be in disobedience to you. So I think we have to start there. And a lot of these things that we do, even if they're minor little things, you know, it's really hard to break the habit. It's hard to get into that obedience. But I think that is a key thing that we have to do to fully be able to step into our authority. The second thing that we have to do, and I'm going to warn you, you're not going to like this. Okay, so brace yourself. But I had to learn this too, and I had to do it, is we have to forgive. I know it's really easier said than done. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they put me through. Yes, believe me, I understand. I have been betrayed and hurt and, I mean, emotionally and physically injured too. I get it. People that betray us in the worst possible way, or that blindside us, or that take things away from us that are precious to us, that steal from us, that lie about us. I know. Believe me, I know. And Jesus knew. He knew more than any of us. He says to forgive. So I love the idea of forgiveness being this. Forgiving does not mean that you're okaying what they did. It doesn't mean that you're condoning what they did to you. But let God deal with them on it. You forgive yourself. It's kind of like you stop drinking poison expecting the other person to die. I love that reference. I've also heard it put this way, that it doesn't mean that what they did was okay. It just means you take your hands off their throat. You leave them to God. I worked through some great forgiveness work with my friend Javier Pena recently. If you guys want to know more about that, just reach out to me. You can email me, Diane@ladyupamerica.com, and ask me, and I'll put you in touch with Javier. He's got a wonderful, wonderful program that walks women through this forgiveness exercise. And he does it using music. And it's so beautiful. It's so powerful. But here's what I learned about it is I went through and I made a list of all the people in my life that had wronged me, that had hurt me, that had betrayed me, that had stabbed me in the back, whatever it might be, even people that I just had resentments built up about, or people that I felt like owed me something, whatever. I made a long list, And I went through all of those exercises of forgiveness with each of those people. And it was really tough. I'm going to tell you, it was tough. You got to do the work, y'all, if you really want the authority. It was really hard. But at the end of it, I thought I was done. And then the Lord said to me, no, Diane, you've got one more person. And I'm like, what? I was racking my brain trying to think, what does he mean? Like, I thought I got everybody. And he said so sweetly in my spirit, he says, you need to put yourself on that list. And I just broke down crying. And I went through the exercise of forgiving myself. And one of the things that you do in that exercise is Javier's got a long list of all of the feelings that you carry when you feel like you've been wronged. So it's not just they hurt me or they betrayed me. He has like a very, very, very detailed list of words that are attached to feelings of what you carry when you feel harmed or you feel injured in that way. And most of the other people that I went through the list with, when I was doing the work, I had, you know, maybe half of those words circled, maybe three quarters of them. When I put myself on that list and I put myself through the exercise, every single word was circled except for one. And the only one I didn't circle, I think, was bullied. I didn't feel bullied by myself. But all these other words that I had felt that were so, I had just been holding so much against myself and I didn't realize it. So anyway, I had to work through that forgiveness work. And I want to tell you that, again, it was very, very difficult to do, but on the other side of it, it's like I always talk about, there was a sun after the rain. So obedience and forgiveness are two prerequisites for being able to step into our authority. Like, we have to get that right. We have to do it. It is the hardest thing in the world. I mean, it is, you can't do it in your own strength. You've got to ask for the help from the Holy Spirit to do it. You just have to. Like, you've got to ask him to hold your hand through it. Just, you know, you go into prayer, and we'll do it here in a second, but you go into prayer and you say, Father God, I need you. I'm not gonna be able to do this on my own. I'm gonna need you to walk me through this and show me the areas where I'm being disobedient. Shine a light into the nooks and crannies of my heart and into my mind, into my behavior, and show me where I'm doing things that grieve you, and help me to turn away from them and to mean it. You know, so that's the first piece, is the obedience. And then the second piece, the forgiveness piece. Lord, show me who I need to forgive. And again, you're not saying that what they did was okay. That's not what forgiveness is about. It's you taking your hands off of their throat and trusting God to deal with them. And you releasing that. You just releasing all those words on that piece of paper that come with that. And like I said, Javier Pena can walk us through a very, very beautiful process to do that. If you want to reach him, let me know. But there's a process to it, and it's gentle, and it's very difficult, but it's also extremely freeing. When you get on the other side of that, you just realize that you've let go of all these feelings, and it's like you just have a lightness that you've never felt. I just can't even begin to tell you how much I recommend it. So obedience and forgiveness, those two things have to be in place in order for us to step into our authority. And tomorrow, when we come back to kind of finish up this idea, we'll walk through the book of Ephesians, because that's where we learn how to armor up in this world and really take our authority. So I hope you'll come back and listen tomorrow, because it's going to be extremely effective. It changed my life. All right, let me pray for you. Father God, thank you so much for every precious woman listening to this program, Lord. Obedience and forgiveness, I mean, they are hard. You know how hard they are, Lord, but you came here to free us from all of these things that hold us back, Lord. You want us to have your full authority. You want us to walk in total freedom. And these things bind us, Lord. They put handcuffs on us. They chain us. Lord, I know you came to set us free. You came to give us life in abundance to the full until it overflows. So Lord, I pray that over each precious woman here listening today. Lord, free her. Free us all once and for all. Teach us how to step into our authority, Lord. We love you and we honor you. Praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can do it. I know it's hard, but you can do it. I have faith in you. Okay? Ready up.